Good, very early in the morning, GWA, and I'm talking so early it's still night. But insomnia does not let everyone sleep sometimes. Since I'm participating in Penny for Your Top Bods Disney questionnaire, Disney competition, I decided to do BBY Kittens Disney questionnaire to go along with it. Let's see. Number one, what is your favorite Disney character and why? You know, this is actually kind of a complicated question when you actually think of it. It reveals a lot about the person that's answering it. I enjoy the more complex character of Megara. She isn't your typical Disney heroine. Matter of fact, you could almost call her an anti-hero, but in the end she does become the hero of her own story, if you will. But just for pure sap, I would have to say, you know, I actually can't think of it off the top of my head. I think maybe actually Lilo's older sister. I don't know her name though. The way that she tries her hardest to keep her little sister and in the end does what's right for her. I actually cry for that one, so. If you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be? Number two. I actually don't think there is a Disney character that I could compare to myself too much. I've been told I sing a very good bell. There isn't a Disney character that I relate to that much. There are aspects of each one that I relate to, I guess. Pocahontas' mysticism, Belle's literacy, Tiana's stick-to-itness and willing to work through the pain. There's too many side characters, I think, that are ignored. And some of them we don't even have names for. But I think those ones would be the ones that I would more compare myself to. Maybe it's because I don't think of myself as the star of my own show. I think of myself almost more of a sidekick at times. All right. Favorite Disney movie? Well, I'm gonna be really lame and say Sleeping Beauty. Aurora's story is a wonderful one, and how it was drawn is a particular interest of mine. I like that feel of it. Disney back when it was, well, Disney alive. I do like those movies better than most of the more modern ones. It's only very recently that the more modern ones have caught back up and have gotten out of that Disney black hole slump that they did for a while. Number four, if you could have a dinner with a Disney character, who would it be and why? I would actually probably have I'd probably have dinner with one of the villains. I know that sounds weird, but I would really want to pick their brain. Make them much more deep, you know. Most people that are villains aren't villains because they believe that I'm bad and I want to be bad. Just like real humans, you know. So I want to know what Ursula's story is behind her pain. What caused her to have it out for King Titan so bad that she was willing to do all this? I want to know why Mother Giselle is the way she is. Why Jafar was the way he was. I mean, it's, I know, strange, but I think that complex characters are so much more arousing. yes, titillating. Let's see. Favorite Disney song. My favorite Disney song. You know, I actually don't have a favorite Disney song. I was actually having that exact problem earlier today, this very morning when, well, yesterday morning now, I guess, when I decided to start filling Penny for Your Top Bods Challenge. I'm sitting there and I'm going, I don't have a favorite song. But I, like I said, I do like some of the older stuff from Disney, so it would probably be one of those. If you've been to one of the Disney parks, what was your favorite ride? If you haven't been, then what ride would you be the first one that you wanted to ride? That's question number 6. I have been once. I was very excited. It was my senior graduation present from my best friend's mother. And her daughter and I went down and had a pretty good time, other than the almost second degree burns I got from going to the ocean for the first time. Yes, I can say it. I don't mind anybody knowing that I am California. So I hadn't been to the ocean was an unplanned side trip when we got down to LA. Let's see. Which Disney character do you not like at all? Now, see, there's the thing. I dislike a lot of them that are too one-dimensional. The one that I really dislike is that Tiana's best friend, the little Powderpuff. I think it was very stereotypical of Disney to play it that way. But if I was actually to be really offended by one, it was how they treated Pocahontas, which I believe I did put a link in my recording of Colors of the Wind, a bit of a rant, but it wasn't my rant, so I didn't have to type it up. Yay! I didn't put it up on Backstage, but it is on the Soundgasm recording, so it's a link there for you if you want it. Find out what really was going on with Pocahontas and her John Smith. Favorite Disney villain. See, now you ask me about the villains after I went and named 3 of them. It's hard to choose just one. It really is. For the voice, I like Jafar. The more complex story that we got out of Mother Giselle, I liked her. For the pure idea that we, you know, didn't have to conform to body standards, I liked Ursula. So that's really a complex answer, but I think that's tonight. My favorite word of the day, complex. Blah. And if anybody wonders what that little is, that's me clicking my tongue against the back of my teeth I was told if I ever get a tongue piercing, this would be very bad. I would constantly make a snacking sound. So I actually might just leave those in this time, just for you guys to hear them. Let's see. Which Pixar movie made you cry the most? I don't like Pixar. I know. Horrible, isn't it? But I don't. I really don't like Pixar. I think there is many other quality non-Disney movies besides Pixar movies. Anastasia was one. Also, Quest for Camelot was another. I know that one's a little more obscure, but I really enjoyed that one. It's one of my favorites. I own it. And I plan to sing one of them eventually. One or two of the songs, at least. Do you think Frozen was worth the hype? Why or why not? I didn't get any time to hype myself up about it. So that's a no. The hype that it's received after I've known about it and actually seen the movie, I think it is fairly up there, yes. I would probably say the music out of it was well worthwhile. The story could have used some more, but I do really, really like one part about the story about Frozen. I like that true love didn't have to be romantic love. Spoilers, sorry everybody. But then again, if you're answering a Disney questionnaire, I think you're kind of knowing that you're going to have spoilers there. All right. Favorite Pixar movie. Again, I didn't like Pixar all that much, but if I do have to choose one, that would be... Monsters, Inc.? Yeah. Roz. Roz is pretty funny. So, I'm watching you, Krasowski. Yeah, I can't really do voice play. It doesn't work so well for me, but she cracks me up. Which Disney character, oh my gosh, which Disney character would you like to have sex with and why? That is a really weird question, but hey, fitting it into GWA somehow, I give you the applause. I really do. I would say Prince Charming, because that's like I get to have, you know, three or four guys. But no. Prince Philip. There we go. I liked his character. Very one-dimensional. And that he's, you know, a stereotypical hero, but I do like that he could dance. And if anybody knows me, I'm a sucker for a guy who can dance. I imagine with as much time as he spends in the woods, he can cook. That's another big turn on for me, guys. Yes. Oh, cook me something beautiful. Nom, 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 nom. All right, that's it. It says thanks for reading, and we've got a little self-pleased kitty sitting at the end of her thing. So, well, Darth Kitten, that kind of makes sense, right? So, there we go. Have a good night, and I'll be getting this posted.